gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, so we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working and the measure of every part, make an increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. We've been speaking on church order. I'm going to stick on that for a little bit longer here. I want to speak on the fivefold ministry. I can't guarantee I'll get through all this in one service. I'll try not to torture you all, kind of like last week. Going a little long there, but I still love that the Lord, he comes by and he still confirms his word. You know, that wasn't just for Brother Branham. That was for any man that will stand on the truth. God will vindicate the truth. So before we get too far in here, we can bow our heads just for a moment. If you have a need, you'd like to lift up to the Lord as we approach the word. And God, hear my heart. When the word comes, I pray, just fill that little desire in my heart. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you again for bringing us in the house of the Lord this afternoon, Lord. We thank you that your promise still holds true, that if two or three would gather themselves together in your name, you're faithful and just to be here, Lord, and to forgive us of our sins and to make us just like what we ought to be. I pray, Lord, that you take my lips, you take my mind, my soul, my body, and the gift that you placed in me, may it just go into your hands, Father. And may you just feed your children today, knowing that no man can do anything for us, Lord. We're totally dependent on you today. And I pray that you'd help us to open our hearts, that we'd receive the word. Lord, if it cuts, if it corrects, Lord, or if it even encourages, Father, may we just accept the word and let it change us, Lord, from where we were before we got here until a little bit closer to you, Lord. If there's anyone that's a sinner today, I pray that they would find the grace of God and find that well of living water, Lord, and not have to leave under condemnation, but leave forgiven. Same with any soul, Lord, that might be running a little empty. We know that you want us full of joy, Lord. You said, ask abundantly that your joys may be full. I pray that the Holy Spirit would come. Lord, it's unstop all the clogs and the wells of God's Spirit could flow again freely. Grant to each one that's here, if there's any sick in body, we pray you'd heal them as well. In Jesus Christ's name we ask you. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. We'll miss y'all being gone this week. Might say a few things like that, you know, they start rubbing off on you a little bit. You know, I sometimes think, man, or I just want to say a few things before I forget about them. I feel terrible about forgetting stuff a lot of times, even Brother Rodney. But I finally got an announcement from Brother Rodney. I snuck that one in, though. That's only because Brother Rodney reminded me. So we were sitting there talking about it, and I knew he was getting baptized. Like, oh, you're getting baptized soon? He's like, yeah, it's Sunday. I'm like, is it really Sunday already? I tell you what, this summer for me, and I ain't making no excuses, I'm just saying, it's been kind of a whirlwind. It's been everything, just never seems to stop. I've got one more week to cram about five more things I got to get done, and the next week I'll go back to work again to school. And it's all right, we're just here to serve until we get out. So, but we got a great thing going on this afternoon, evening, whatever the sister really wants to do. Parts of the Lord wants to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and I think that's wonderful. So all that wants to is we're going to go out to their place out there in Rudolph. So if you want to join, I'm sure they'd love for you to come see a great thing. You know, even divine healing and stuff, and how much I appreciate God coming and healing us, but when it's all said and done, that's still a minor.
Right.
If you can get sick tomorrow, you can feel bad. But give me somebody that wants to serve the Lord, that watch God confirm that and change a man or a woman. There's nothing else. That's what we're here for.
Amen.
Everything else is secondary to that. But we were down there in South Carolina. I got to visit with my mother and our fiance and stay with them. And I just pray for them. I try to feel it out pretty good. Or actually, the man that she's with, well, I don't know the whole thing. I'm trying to leave it over there. Let's just say that. You know, you got to learn to be as wise a serpent, harmless as a dove. And that don't mean you compromise or nothing, but. It was nice. I even got to pull him aside a little bit, and we had a conversation together. And I believe the man wants to do what's right. And just, you know. money's the root of all evil. There's some things tied into that. Just pray for him. If you ever think about it, just pray for him. I think too, you know, and I don't mean to always use him as an example, but my dad, you know, he's divorced and remarried and things. And he wouldn't come and tell you that that's okay to go do. But praise God, he worked it out somehow. Right. And here we are, serving the Lord. Right. That's the main thing.
Amen.
You know, you can't go back and do it. I've seen people just struggle and fight about those kind of things. It's like, what can you do about it anyhow? Put the stake down and start serving God now. That's the best you can do. And aren't you grateful the prophet, even just divorced, and didn't he tell you, go on the way you are.
Amen.
God forgives you, but don't you dare teach your children to do anything like that.
Yeah.
I'll say that for my father. He never, if there's anything he told me was, you don't marry no woman until you know.
Right.
You don't even talk to him. He didn't play no games with me either. When I wasn't really serving the Lord, dating a worldly girl, he didn't compromise on it, and I thank him for it.
Amen.
He knew as well as I did that I was just the flesh that didn't want to do what was right. But there's an inner man that wants to follow the word. So
Amen.
We were down there, got to visit with them and things, and my grandmother down there, and a bunch of Brother Fred Mullen's church. That was a good time. Or time, right? It's a good time. Good time down there, you guys. You know? I can fit in, you know. I can. They know I'm a little different, but I can fit in a little bit. You know, they understand me. I think if one of the brothers want to come in and preach, we might have to bring an interpreter. It's just mine, you know. Strength. I can't even say it like strength, you know. And it's just a good. I'm glad though. If you just, I believe that if you pray and sincere, God'll even tweak your ears a little bit, and you'll start to understand what they're saying. And I'm gonna just say things, okay? I don't want to be. Don't go out and say I'm a racist or something like that. Just know. You know, I ain't hiding in this church. All right. But they learn, they like to praise the Lord, and that was good. And I, as I try to tell people, you know, I believe in praising the Lord. Don't get me wrong. Some of y'all know I've run aisles, I've screamed and shouted too. You know, and it's just kind of odd. You know, I've been preaching church holder and things, and I got put right to the test real quick. Let's just say it like that. That not every church does things the same way.
Right.
And how many times have I said, "Don't you go and doing this and that and this and that and judging this"? Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I'm glad.
I accept my own word, the word that comes out of me, I accept it too.
Amen.
And I don't believe it. And I just, you know, it was a good time, though. It was a good time to be in the house of the Lord. I just love how they are sometimes. They just, Lord, help us. You know, kind of, sometimes I think we're a little too, all that. You know what I mean? Just even our attitude. You know, for instance, I visited a church in the north. I had never one time been asked to preach. And they thought, as far as in the message, I actually been, but out in the hills of Alabama, they didn't know me from Adam. They said, "Hey, you preacher, yeah, you get me to speak today."
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I felt good though that this sounds awful, but I needed a little relaxation, let's just say that. So that's why I kind of snuck in. Because
right.
He actually had a guest minister already. And I just the way that he even asked, "Are you staying through Sunday?" I was like, "No, I'm going back Friday." He's like, "Oh, man, I was going to have you speak on Sunday night." So I don't know. It's good. It's good to feel welcome.
Right.
And that's what I think we ought to do as well.
Yeah.
It's good to feel welcome. You know, and I don't even like to call people visitors after you've been here once, because I want you to know we're not going to treat you weird.
Amen.
We already know you. You know how things go. And this
Hallelujah.
Is part of the family.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not
built by these four walls. It's built by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And that's it. We'll get into that here in a little bit. But we got a few cards, and they took a few brothers down there, took mine, and I forget that brother's name now. There's an evangelist there. I think it's Isaiah something. But they're just good brothers. Good to be in the house of the Lord with them. And I don't. He asked me across the pulpit. He's like, "Hey, brother, what's your name? And where are you from?" And I said, "Ohio." He's like, "Well, do you know Mike Siever?" I said, "Yeah, I know him. Do you know Brother Ray?" And he's going through all these. He's like, "Well, I named about every church up in there. Where do you go anyhow?" And I was like, "Well, I've actually got my own little assembly up there." And they all started praising the Lord and stuff. So that made me feel real good, you know. Amen. And he made a comment of some sort. Maybe this will, you know, we'll pray that this will be the beginning of a good relationship and be able to build and come back and forth and things like that. So you pray for me. I'm not going on the evangelical field or anything. It's just if I ever might, I think it's good. If we're going to do something, let's do it for the Lord. You know, if I'm going to visit, you know, I don't see anything wrong. As long as I don't need to actually relax. I will say that. If I need to go relax, preaching ain't relaxing. Okay, I'm just going to let you know that. And I've seen ministers burn themselves out trying to do that. "Oh, I'll go relax and I'll just throw these meetings." You ain't relaxing. You know, But if we're just there and happen to be back there for whatever reason, I'll tell you right now, Lord willing, I ain't leaving until at least Christmas. So I'll be here. I already told Elliot, man, I'm done with this. I'm done with this for a while. So, amen. So, trying to remember if I forgot anything else. I did see an email over there from my dad, Brother Ernie. I don't know if he mentioned that to anybody on Wednesday. It's still on that iPod, so I haven't had a chance to listen to it. But just to let you know, that was just dad being there. So, I praise the Lord. You know, if he wants to send him books, praise the Lord. So, that's a good thing. I think I'm not forgetting anything. My wife in here, she might be looking at the phone and tell me what I'm forgetting if I did. I think that's everything. So let's get into the word now. Let's go ahead and got all that kind of taken care of. It's good to have each one that's here this morning. How many believes that this predestinated moment of God? You're supposed to be sitting right where you are right now. And we didn't come just to hear from a man. We didn't come just to have another service. We came to be in the presence of God. We came to believe the God that we serve is the one true living God. He's not an idol. He's not that picture there. That's just an image of him. He stands here amongst us. And if he's ever supernatural, he still is today.
Amen.
Amen. Now let's go right there. He said in verse 11 there, and he gave some. Who's the he there? If you're reading a few verses earlier, and we'll get to that hopefully, that in 1 Corinthians he says the same thing, Paul does, that God is the one that put these men in the office that they were in, and they are gifts unto the church. Now the difference between the fivefold ministry and the gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit are for any individual in the entire body of Christ. Those gifts are to be used by anyone. That includes the ministry of behind the pulpit as well. Those gifts come and they can go, and we understand these things, that God can use you once that way and that'll be it. But these five offices don't work that way. You're born these. A man is born one of these things, and he can, and don't get too legalistic about it, because you'll have to throw the prophet out the window real quick. He was ordained to be a prophet, but he can do the work of an evangelist.
Right.
He can do the work of a missionary. It just depends on what God wants to do. But his office that he's ordained to is what God is really intending for.
Right.
He told the same thing. Remember, Paul said the same thing to Timothy? Go do the work of an evangelist, knowing that Timothy was supposed to be a pastor as well.
Amen.
You can't do that at the same time now. It doesn't work that way. You can't, like I just said earlier, you can't pastor this church and be going every week. It's not going to work too well. You can't be on the mission field and want to evangelize here in the States. It just doesn't work like that. You've got to stay in the calling that God has called you for that season.
Right.
Amen. And I believe that God, I can't just deny the word for myself. I believe God has called me to be a pastor here.
Right.
He has not called me to be an evangelist, prophet, apostle, doing the works of those things that are elsewhere. But this is my position here in the body. It is not me as a human that's the gift, but the gift in the man, you can't separate. I hope
right.
you understand this.
That
the man himself is actually the gift that is bestowed to the church.
Amen.
Amen. That's how it works. That's the difference. The gifts of the Spirit can come into a man. God can use it and then say, all right, I'm done with that. These don't work that way. The man is the gift.
Amen.
That's how he can't.
Yes.
I'm trying to separate. I can't do this, right? I'm me. I can't pull away from me. That's who I am.
Right.
But it's not the flesh you're feeding on. It's the gift of God in the man that
Amen.
You feed on. And God has ordained five offices. Five. A lot of people got a one-fold. A prophet, right? And that's it. The rest of them don't really mean nothing. A lot of them got fourfold. Well, kind of three, really, right? We got the pastors. We got evangelists. Might sneak in a teacher there and go, oh, don't call somebody an apostle.
Right.
Don't call a man a prophet. Whew. We got one for all. We're done with prophets. No. It's a fivefold ministry. I'm going to say some things that aren't too popular, at least when I've went out in the message and seen different ideas on this, but I'm going to teach what I believe is the Word of God brought by the prophet of God.
Amen.
A lot of people that say that they believe, I'm just going to stick with the prophet, I'm going to stay home, listen to tapes, you're denying the very Word that came from the man you're saying you're believing
Amen.
In. Because he never told you to do that. He actually rebuked every opportunity it came up, he rebuked that kind of thought.
Right.
Said, I'm not the only pebble on the beach. God's got men everywhere.
Yeah.
It's the word you need to come to.
Amen.
And God said, as you see that day approaching, you should come together. The more the prophet said, don't be a rambler. Find a home.
Amen.
Find
Amen.
A home. Get yourself settled in the gospel. God will use you that way in these offices. Now, I've spoken to the pastor quite a bit, and I don't want to do that again. But if you have, I mean, some of you told me you went back and listened. Thanks, too. I think that's wonderful. If you have any questions on what I stand on as a pastor, I don't think I've beat around the bush too much, or at all, for that matter. I want you, because there's no reason to do that. I'm not here to trick people. I want you to know what I believe.
Right.
And the first thing I want to tell you about these fivefold ministries, these different men, is they are all still subject to the word of the age.
Amen.
I don't, even if he's a prophet, and I believe that. I do believe that prophets still, but they will never disagree with the word of their age.
Amen.
We'll get to that, the Lord willing. That's the main thing I've got to get across right now. If the man's not preaching the word of the hour, he is not an ordained man of God.
Right.
He's left somewhere. He might have a gift for it, but he is not being used of God the way he ought to be. Amen. And it doesn't matter how long he's been doing it. I don't care if I'm the pastor of this church. I do not have the authority to step over the prophet of God and tell you, we're going to do it like this instead. Even though I know the prophet, or I'm going to teach it this way, even though the prophet said that. No, sir. It doesn't work that way. He must subject himself. All these offices are subject to the word of the age.
Right.
It's the same with Joshua. They had the captains and all those things underneath. Those men didn't do anything Joshua didn't tell them to.
Right.
They weren't allowed to go on with some personal revelation. Even Joshua himself only was doing what Moses had already told him.
Amen.
He was fulfilling the word that was already given. Never did he come out with some new revelation. It was the same one being fulfilled. And that's where we are. That's what the ministry is to do. We are not bringing a new word. We are bringing the word that people still, for whatever reason, haven't found.
Right.
It's been here for 50 years. I don't know about you, but it was already unlocked. I'm not finding something new. I'm here to stand on what was already brought, and I'm telling you, it's good enough.
Hallelujah.
And it's not just good enough. It'll just wipe all over the top of anything the devil's got. Now, you go on some Baptist ideas, some Presbyterian ideas, some Pentecost, or some two-soul, or some so on, so anything that... You know why you got to call things message doctrine? Because they're not in the Bible.
Amen. Yep, that's good.
You don't got to preach... Long hair ain't no message doctrine. No. That's right there in 1 Corinthians 11.
Amen.
And I could go on serpent seed. You can't get away from serpent seed if you actually read the Bible with an intelligent mind and believe in English.
Yes.
You're not going to be able to do it. You know, how do I say Cain's of the wicked one? Well, you know, No, he is.
That's true.
He is. They brought an offering of fruit. Didn't work. Sorry. It wasn't that.
Right.
We just already, this is terrible, but it makes a point. We were driving back home and it said Adam and Eve lingerie.
Yeah.
They even know what happened.
Right. Amen. True.
Hallelujah. Let me read a few quotes here out of the church age book. This is Smyrna age. It said, in every age we have exactly the same pattern. That is why the light comes through some God-given messenger in a certain area, and then from that messenger there spreads the light through the ministry of others who have been faithfully taught.
Yes.
You can't take that out of there. If the man is not taught the word of God, he is not sent by God.
Right.
He's sent by the enemy. I want you to understand that he has to learn, and it might not even be a physical man, but it'll be this word. You can be taught. Do you understand? Paul didn't have some man to come teach him, but he got the revelation of Jesus Christ, and he went forth preaching the word. That's
Amen.
What I'm getting. Now, I believe it's not apostolic accession. It's Holy Ghost accession.
Amen.
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 But God can use a man to bring a man to the ministry. I'm not saying he can't do it that way, but if you run too long, you'll make a new denomination out of it.
Right.
And unless you come through this brother and he ordained you this way, and you think I'm just saying this, it's in the message.
Right.
I've seen it firsthand. Well, brother, we believe that it should be this way, and, you know, we believe in ordination and things like that. I believe in ordination of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
You know what ordination of, even if we do it here in the assembly and things, is not to give a man a gift.
No.
It is just to recognize we believe in this man's gift,
and
we're going to support it.
Yeah, hallelujah.
And it means a lot at that point, because now the whole congregation is saying we are supporting this man.
Amen.
Amen. Men that have been faithfully taught. Now listen, but of course, all those who go out don't always learn how necessary it is to speak only what the messenger has spoken. Remember, Paul warned the people to say only what he said, 1 Corinthians 14:37. Let's get down. They add here, they take away here, and soon the message is no longer pure and the revival dies. Now you know the proof's in the pudding. How many of you, and I had this experience, maybe some of you had the same, you listen to tapes and you just started coming and you just started hearing the tapes and you say, my, what a mighty God this is.
Amen, yeah.
what a ministry, you know, what the power of God and being able to tell people what they're thinking, what they're doing, and anytime a sickness comes, it's taken care of right now. What a God.
Right.
And then you went to a message church. Yeah. And you went through and you sang some songs. Well, that was okay. You listened for a little bit, and everybody, and then we stand up again, and we sing a few more, and we dismiss. See, where is this God?
Right.
I thought you all said you believed.
Right.
And God forbid if it ever happens to us. Saying, oh, it's so sloppy. Oh,
yes,
so sloppy. If you could only, I wish we could watch certain churches and fast forward.
Yes.
So you can see what happened in a period of 20 years.
That's true.
4 years or whatever.
Yes.
You can see the power of God move because His message is alive. And if you stick with it and you teach it, it will live.
Yes.
It's not a magic trick. It's just the facts of life. If I take a seed and I plant it in the ground and I water it and I put some sun on it, it will grow.
Amen.
But what happens? If you taint it, don't you try to plant that thing again. It won't come up.
That's right.
That's what men have done. They've added here. They've taken away here. Well, I know the prophet said that, but right then, you're done.
Right.
You might as well go ahead. You might have a little amber here and there, but your fire is gone.
Right.
Why? Because you can say you believe in the message, you can say it's true, but if it doesn't manifest what it said it would, you have tainted the message somewhere. No man excluded. That goes to their personal life as well. I hope you understand that. Not just the man behind the pulpit, not just this building here. That goes down to the individual life.
Yes.
If these signs that follow them that believe don't follow you that believe, you don't believe just right yet.
Right.
There's something wrong somewhere, and you need to back up and find out what that is because you've left the word somewhere. Ain't popular, but it's truth. That's fine. I have to say, I will do this. By the help of God in my heart, I will only say what He said.
Amen.
And that's what I just read to you.
Amen.
What my words, it was His words.
Yes.
Amen. How careful. This is reading again. We must be to hear one voice for the Spirit has but one voice, which is the voice of God. Paul warned them to say what he said, even as Peter did likewise. He warned them that even he, Paul, could not change one word of what had been given by revelation. Oh, how important it is to hear the voice of God by way of His messengers and then say what has been given them to say to the churches. This is skipping down now. This is a few pages, or quite a bit later there. Sardinian church age. Brother Bram says this. Now we see that Jesus Christ is revealing Himself through the ages by His Spirit in the messengers. He talks about Moses and on and on. Now let me skip down here a little bit. It is not enough that He associated Christ, that He associated Himself with the whole church when we see Him, He was standing amongst the seven golden lampstands. Nor is it even enough that we see the fivefold ministry of Ephesians 4. You hearing me now? It's not enough that He associated with just the church in general or the gifts themselves, but this. Excuse me. For in each age, the church goes astray, and it's not just the laity, but it's the clergy group, the shepherds is wrong as well. As the sheep. Then God brings Himself on the scene as the chief shepherd in the ministries of these seven men. See, I'm talking about how this works from God. The man, just God identifying Himself in this ministry won't mean anything. It has to come from that ministry that into this ministry.
Amen.
That's what I'm saying. If it's not the word of the prophet, you don't believe it.
Right.
I know I'm saying some strong things, but William Branham was the seventh angel to the seventh church age, and I'm sorry, there ain't an eighth one? I don't care who you are. This is it. This revelation that was given was not a man's revelation. This was God's revelation. The man himself said, I already preached those seven seals. And when God brought it, I was as wrong as night and day.
Amen.
And for me to believe the message, I have to say that he was wrong before, but was right now.
Yes.
I have to say that when he preached it the first time, it wasn't the revelation that was to be given to this age. See, we're not prophet worshiping. We worship the word. And the Word is a person, and that person still lives. And he's still got a voice. And it works through a fivefold ministry, and it goes to all the people of God, and it will find each one. It has to. Amen. So God, that the ministry itself is never to be isolated from the word of its age. I want to just understand. It doesn't matter what gift either. I don't care. Oh, that man's got the anointing. I'm hitting this for some reason. That man's got the anointing. That's good. But I don't care what he just said there because I didn't see Brother Ransom.
Amen. Good.
People get mad when you're just a little bitty new guy. And you go saying stuff like that. They did the same thing to Paul, didn't they? Who do you think you are, Paul, coming telling us? We've been in this all the way since Jesus started. Here you are, the very one that persecuted what we stood for years, and now you're trying to say that we're wrong? Well, let me show you what happened. Peter had the Spirit of Christ.
Right.
And when the word came, he was able to be spiritual enough to know, yes, Paul is late. He's one born out of season thing, but what he just told me is the word.
Amen.
And he accepted it. Isn't that right? Remember, he stood him to the face, said, you try to teach the Jews to live like Jews, and when God, we know, has went to the Gentiles.
Right.
And here you are being a hypocrite right in front of them. How do you plan on converting any of them? And I'm sure Peter had to bow his head down for a little bit and say, you know what? That man's right. You might have to do the same right here. Some of y'all have been serving the Lord before I was born. If you're putting your faith in some kind of hierarchy of age or experience, that's not how it works. It's God has set in the church apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, and evangelists.
Amen.
One more here and then I'll get moving. Before we close on the subject of the message of this Laodicean church age, we must seriously consider these two thoughts. First, this age will have one prophet messenger. Revelation 10:7 says, when he's singular shall begin the sound. There has never been an age where God gave his people two major prophets at one time. And this is something the old scoffer likes to point at. What's a major prophet and what's a minor prophet? I'm sorry, I don't have my little code of ethics to tell you the difference, but I know what the word is. When Moses brought the word, Aaron and Miriam could not bring something that contradicted what Moses said. No, sir. Joshua, we know a prophet of the Lord after that. He was not allowed to bring something that Moses hadn't brought because he was not a major prophet. Moses was for that age.
Amen.
He was the word bringer for that age.
Yeah.
Even David himself. Remember, David was a prophet, but he wasn't. Remember, he had to go to Nathan as he was supposed to.
Right.
And that's why he got off. He didn't seek the word for his age.
Amen.
Amen. There's even a time, I'm just thinking now, the children of Israel, remember they made a league with Gideon, isn't that right?
Right.
What did the Bible say? They didn't seek the Lord.
Right.
What would they have to have done to seek the Lord? Go back and read Deuteronomy for a little bit and say, Moses told us not to do this. Why are we doing this?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Amen.
And they did that over and over and over again. They just go back to the word. Samuel was the word in his day, isn't that right?
Yeah.
And when they came out, anyone that came had to obey what Samuel said. Elijah was the same way. He told them, Jezebel will die, Ahab will die, and here come Micaiah, the son of Imlah, isn't that right?
Right.
And what did he bring something new? No, sir. What was his vision? How it was going to happen.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, you understand, it's just more detail of the same revelation.
Right.
And it might be the same in this age. You know, it won't contradict that, I'll tell you that much. And it won't deviate from the word, but God might be able to bring a little detail. You know, we're supposed to kick the TV out. Maybe the preacher come and tell you the internet ain't no different.
Amen.
Remember them filthy magazines, but we'll go to the filthy news feed. What's the difference?
Amen.
You say, well, Brother Ram didn't say that. Well, I'm here to tell you, the word is still coming in this
Amen.
Age.
Amen.
Hope that makes sense, what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
That goes for all the ministry. All of them. All right, let me keep going here. The two major prophets, he gave Enoch alone. He gave Noah alone. He gave Moses. He alone had the word, though others prophesied. Amen. John the Baptist came alone. Now in this last day, there is to be a prophet, not a prophetess. We're going to let this go in. Though in this age there are more women, let me just say it like that. To give God's revelation to men. They're trying to give the revelation that God's given the age instead of the man that God has ordained. And the infallible word says that he, the prophet, will reveal the mysteries to the end time people and turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers.
Right.
There are those who say that God's people are going to come together through a collective revelation. Don't you go believing that either. It will not work that way. I don't care how much of the church got the Holy Ghost. You better have it too. I don't care how much this church understands that they were sons of God before the foundation of the world. You better see yourself
Amen.
There too, or you will not go.
Amen.
You'll stay. It's to the individual. I challenge that statement. It's a bold, invalid assumption in the face of Revelation 10:7. Now, I do not deny that people will prophesy in the last day, and their ministries can and will be correct. I do not deny that there'll be prophets. Even at the days of Paul, there was one Agabus, a prophet, who prophesied of a famine. I agree that is so. Alright, so let's make sure we understand that. If a man, we can recognize a man has a ministry of a prophet in this age, can we do that? Are we spiritual enough to handle that?
Right.
I'll tell you right now, a lot of people say they are, but they're not.
Right.
They're not. And I don't believe it should just be, well, I just kind of feel like, no, I'm talking about a man who can say, I saw you doing this.
Right.
If you don't think it still happens, I'm sorry, I've been there firsthand as well.
Amen.
God still has prophets.
Yes.
But they believe this message.
Amen.
And they're not going to tell you, well, I got a new revelation. Well, I've seen that too, and I'll tell you what, they're going way off somewhere else.
Right.
They left the word. You can't be doing that.
Right.
Oh, excuse me. But I deny, this is in all caps, so let's make sure we hold this true. But I deny upon the infallible evidence of the word that there is more than one major prophet messenger who will reveal the mysteries as contained in the word and who has the ministry to turn the hearts of the children to the Father. There's only one ministry. That ministry has come, and it's still here now.
Amen.
Prophecy went forth about Brother Branham said, remember when he baptized that lady, and there's others that heard it, and then later, in that, I believe it was a day or two or something like that, there was a tongues interpretation right there in the service that said the exact same thing of what was said on River Jordan, that as John the Baptist forerun the first coming of Christ, so will your message forerun the second coming. There was no such thing as the message at this time. There was no such thing as message churches. That didn't exist. So for that terminology to even be used showed that it would not be Brother Branham physically who would stay here till the coming of the Lord.
Right.
It's the message.
Right.
Now that's a big stumbling block for a lot of people. John the Baptist came here and well, boom, right here, here's Jesus. Isn't that right?
Right.
That's not what the prophecy said. Now, spiritually, he is here. I hope you understand that. The revelation has come and Christ is here. You can see him plain as day. But that message is what will forerun all the way until he physically comes back. That's absolutely true. There won't be anything else come. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. You don't need to go looking out for the stars and reaching like that, and no minister of God will tell you that. In this age, he will tell you what the word has already said, and that's we have been brought the perfect interpretation of the word, which will produce perfect results. Every sickness can be healed right now. Every sinner can be saved right now. There's no hindrance. Every person can live a victorious life in Christ. We do not have a limit to the word that's been given. In the days of Luther couldn't help but cuss and smoke and all those things. But that day is gone. The days of Wesley, they could live nice and pure and holy. They just couldn't get over tongues and interpretation and the power of God. It was just too out of order for them.
Right.
Come on. That's right. And then the Pentecostals, oh my, they got the Spirit there. Oh yeah, but I don't know what Spirit that is because look at the lives they're living. You can't do that.
No.
But not in this day. The bride can have it all.
Oh, yeah.
She has it all.
Amen.
She's been given it all.
Yes.
Don't you tell me there's no gifts of the Spirit anymore. How else is God to manifest himself in his people but by the gifts he ordained?
Amen.
I'm going to hit that hard on Wednesday, so I'm going to try to leave that alone. I want to talk on the fivefold ministry. It doesn't seem like we're getting too far. But, like I said, that's what's nice about being a pastor. We can just take next Sunday.
That's right.
This was it. I might just make y'all just sit here for another hour. But we'll try to go ahead and move on. Now, remember, he said that this prophet messenger was a man. And we understand it's right there in Revelation 10:7, but he, the voice, the seventh angel, when he comes, the ministry of God would be finished. But let me also tell you this, any fivefold minister, and that office is a man.
Right.
There's no women in there. There are prophetess. Okay, there's a such thing as a prophetess. We know that a prophetess was in the Old Testament. You had Deborah there that would prophesy the things of the Lord. But as far as being in an office that usurps authority on the church, no woman is to do that. That's right. And that's in 1 Timothy 2:11. Let me just read it. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence, for Adam was first formed and then Eve. Brother Branham says this is the way you see in church ages. Now I know you ladies don't like this kind of preaching, but sister, you're dead wrong in what you're doing. The Bible forbids you to cut your hair. God gave it for a covering. He gave a commandment for you to wear it long. It is your glory. When you cut your hair, you signify that you left the headship of your husband. Like Eve, you walked out and went on your own. You got to vote. You took men's jobs. You left off being females. You ought to repent, come back to God. And if all this wasn't bad enough, a whole lot of you took the idea that you could invade the pulpits and the church offices that God reserved for men and for men only. Oh, I touched a sore spot then, didn't I? Well, show me one place in the Bible that God ever ordained any woman to preach or take authority over a man, and I will apologize for what I have said. You even go back to Deborah. Was she allowed to lead the whole place? No, Barak had to.
Right.
Excuse me. You can't find that I am wrong. I am right, for I stand with the Word and in the Word. If you were spiritually rich, you would know that this is true. There is nothing true but the Word. Paul said, I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man. You can't possibly, listen, take a place among the fivefold ministry of Ephesians 4 and not take authority over men.
Right.
And I think I'm going to have to take a little different angle here. Sister, you had better listen to that word. It is not the Spirit of God manifesting in the Spirit for life that told you to preach, because the Spirit and the Word are one. They say the same thing. Somebody made a mistake. Somebody was fooled. Wake up before it's too late. Satan fooled Eve, your mother. He is fooling the daughters now. May God help you. All these offices, and I might have to just leave them for now. I think I got a good foundation built for that as far as what they're supposed to do individually. But you have to understand that these offices are to be respected, reverenced as Christ himself.
Yes.
And we ought to do it with one another anyhow.
Amen.
But I want you to understand, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. And that goes for a man that's even wrong. You don't go at it just bull-facing and cutting and stewing. You do not approach them to any minister that way.
Right.
You really shouldn't, as I said before, you shouldn't do it to one another either.
Right. Amen.
But I will say, I've never seen, you will reap if you do something like that.
Right.
If a man be wrong, that's fine. Or it's not really fine, but it can be dealt with in a way that you'll stay clear of any kind of judgment. But if you go and talking about him to this person and my, that brother over here, and just... let me just use this example. I've seen people tear up Brother Donnie, who ain't never met the man in their life.
That's right.
What do I do not say anything?
Right.
That's the reason this is just Brother Andrew, okay? That's why I've never seen live streaming really be all that good.
Right.
I've seen it cause all that mess. You get people and it could be great. It's just like TV and anything else. It could be great.
Right.
For that one person, that's probably the only one, that really couldn't make it to church that day.
Right.
But instead, you got hundreds that just sit at home instead of coming to the hospital. Then you got others who live 500 miles away and don't like their pastor because they have to deal with a real man that they talk to and fellowship
right.
with, and they'd rather just get on the internet and have a nice internet pastor. You ain't no different than a church or tape believer.
Amen.
You
know?
Right. And you say, well, and then they'll send their tithes out there. What in the world is that man supposed to do with that?
Right.
You know, what? You can just send it back and say your money's not good enough for us? I mean, what's he supposed to do? You say, hey, why don't you give this to the minister in your area? And things like that. You see what kind of a mess this
right.
stuff has made?
Yes,
videotaping services, things, I don't mind that either. I mean, but look, why did Brother Bramwell get videotaped twice or whatever times
right.
in the services? Why? Because that's not, see, because your eyes will fool you.
Right.
Yeah. The supernatural, I want you to understand this. And that's what I said. I feel like I need to go a different route first. We'll get to all the offices here in a little while. The supernatural is so humble. It doesn't look like it. It really won't. It'll look like nothing's happening to the mind that is looking for fault.
That's right.
You watch
yeah.
Brother Brown. What's going on that looks so spectacular? You see a man standing there talking to someone else. You can, and I began to realize why people could say, oh, he just guessed that. Because the way it happened, it was just like, wow, did he? That really
right.
just happened?
Right.
Did he really just tell her where she's from and what city she had? And,
right.
and you begin to... And that's why you realize the devil's reasoning is way better than what we give it credit sometimes. And you can be right here in the service and you go, it's not what you see, it's what is really happening.
Yeah.
It's the Spirit of God. And
yeah.
it can come right in here we've had it happen in there, right?
Yeah.
Comes right in there, heals you right on the spot.
Amen.
Well, why not feel a chill bone? Why wouldn't they lie? Why did Brother Andrew strike me down and say you're healed? That's not how God does things.
Right. Amen.
Now you put God on the showdown, he shows up. Okay,
yeah.
I'm trusting y'all believers.
Right.
Okay. I hope none of you want to fall down dead like Ananias and Sapphira because you're challenging the Word of God right in front of everybody.
Yeah.
I pray you're not like those that came up to Lazarus' grave and said, whoa, this man, dude. Look, he raised from the dead. Why didn't they all fall down and repent? It goes to show
right.
how serpent seed they were.
Right.
And you can't base it on any of that. It must be based solely on the Word of God. being manifest. People watch speaking in tongues and see it in person and say, there ain't nothing to that. That man's just blabbering. But if you get in the spirit, and that's why it's so important for us to close our eyes, because that's the first thing to deceive you is your eyes. I'd much rather be physically blind than spiritually blind. Because you can close your eyes and reverence God, and you'll know if you're spiritual at all, the Spirit of God's here.
Amen.
Yes.
That's why we close our eyes. You know, it's not a ritual. It's to get your mind off anything else.
Yes.
And it's not to put your mind on nothing. It's to put your mind on Him. Because that's what these are given for. Let's go back to that scripture right there in Ephesians 4, the purpose here of these gifts. Ephesians 4, we'll just go right there to verse 12. I'm going to wrap it up here soon. Ephesians 4:12. For the perfect, why did God give these gifts? Not to bully you around, not to treat like a piece of dirt, and not for you to treat Him like a piece of dirt. It was given for this, for the perfecting of the saints. What is that? The completion of the saints. That means that we're born again. Yes, you ought to be taught, but you understand that that's our job, to get people converted. That's not just back here. That's anyone. But as far as taking a man into the Word and showing his position and things, sometimes people that ain't ordained to do that try to do that stuff, and it causes a bunch of problems. The Word brought before the people is what's to do that. It's to perfect the saints, not the sinners. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. These are people already converted. The ministry to teach and to supply and to show them, look, this is what you are. You're the sons of God. You've got authority and power. You can't tell a sinner that. He'll try to use it and get defeated all over the place. Like the seven sons of Sceva. Isn't that right? They said, oh, here's this devil-possessed man. We'll just go do what they're doing. You aren't ordained yet, buddy. You're going to fail. See, don't do that. You just serve God what He's told you to do.
Right.
Don't lust after some other offices. Trust me, when you get there, you'll realize it ain't all it was cracked up to be. Everybody thought they wanted to be, didn't Dathan and Korah thought they wanted to be Moses? And here's Moses saying, Lord, I can't do this anymore. I'm going crazy.
Right.
And they lusted after that. And He even told them that's what they were doing. God has already given you, as the Levites, to be in the house of the Lord and to serve Him and things. Well, you lust after the priesthood also. Do you know the Church of the Living God? We're all Levites. We're all ordained. We're all priests unto God to give sacrifices.
Amen.
But there are the sons of Aaron. I want you to understand this. That were ordained to handle the fire of God to give it to the rest of the children of God.
Right.
Amen. And I believe that's the ministry. It's to perfect the saints. And keep going here. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. To build up the body of Christ that she can withstand all the temptations of the enemy. That's what the ministry is given for. And it's not on a tape. It's not on an internet screen. It's a living man that's got a living God in him. God don't work in dead things. He works in things that are alive. Y'all know that computer is dead? There ain't no life to that thing. You couldn't just leave it there and want to do nothing. It takes something that's alive to make it do anything. And it's the same in a church. If it ain't the Holy Ghost giving life, there ain't nothing going on anyways, because it's man-made.
Amen.
And everything that's man-made won't be here too much longer. Praise God for that. I'm tired of this place. Amen. All right, let's keep going. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come into unity of the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God. Why is that so important? The knowledge of the Son of God? Because you have to identify you're a part of the Son of God. The knowledge of the Son of God. Watch. And He keeps saying this. Unto a perfect man. Don't we teach the stature of a perfect man and build, letting Christ be built in you and formed in you? That's why you need the knowledge of who He is. And you'll see that He already did this before the foundation of the world. So what y'all worried about? And we'll forget, and we'll stew and all those things. And what will happen? God will send one of these five to come tell you, what are you doing?
Yes.
Believe the Word.
Hallelujah.
Why? Yes. God ordained it that way.
Yes.
I don't know why, but the Bible already declared His foolishness is better than our wisdom.
Amen.
So let's just go ahead and take our wisdom and what we think, oh, it should be like this. And like, no, go ahead and take that. Y'all see that window, right? It's closed right now. But throw it out there.
Right.
And let's go throw some Holy Ghost fire on it. And say, God, You're the one that ordained it this way. I accept it, and you'll just start blooming up.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Verse 14. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into Him, literally, into Christ. To where your entire life, your entire being, your thoughts, your intention are just Christ.
Yeah. Amen.
You have died to the flesh.
Yes.
You're not alive to the flesh, wrecking yourself dead. And that's what the ministry came. I'm just feeling that even right now.
Yes.
I'm just catching it. Lord, what?
Yes.
Is that Brother Andrew's good idea or my nice study? You know when I had time to study for this? I hope God forgive me. But that was last night and this morning. All right? I had to, just, like I said, run. And I hate that, but God sometimes maybe does that, so I'll say what he wants me to say.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
That's why I said maybe anybody that wants to be a pastor, you need to come to my house for a little while and realize how nerve-wracking it is, saying, what am I doing? I ain't got no notes ready. I don't know what I'm supposed to be talking on. But he never fails. That's what
Amen.
I want you to understand. He never fails. If you're ordained to the job, he'll be there.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. But may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. From whom? Again, how does Christ work? He reveals himself in the seven messengers. Then those men, there's faithful men taught through that work that come through in the fivefold, and it feeds the entire body of God. It works through Christ. Hope you're seeing that. If you can't see Christ at every step, it'll never get to you.
Right.
You can stop it back on the prophet and say, well, I don't think that much. You'll never get it. You can stop it on the minister here. You'll never get it. You'll stop if you think it actually doesn't come to you.
Yeah.
I've seen that too. You think, well, I just ain't good enough. Well, ain't none of us good enough. I'm not good enough to be your pastor. I'll tell you that much right now. If I was going by human merit, I'd go find somebody else way more qualified than I am. But it's not me you're feeding on.
Right.
It's the Son of Man. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That must have been my alarm clock right there. I need to finish up. Who was that? You, Brother John?
I don't know.
It might have been. That's 1 o'clock. That's what it is. There we go. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part. Guess what? You're a part of that, church. And you give increase. Watch how. Make it the increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. God has ordained these offices, but I want you to understand, this ain't the Old Testament. It doesn't work that way, where that's the only man that can hear from God. That's not how it works. Every one of us are in the temple of God. We actually are the temple of God.
Right. Amen.
We are, every one of us. And we all, if you cycle on your job, whatever God has called you, yes, I want to enter the move of God. Now, don't let your own beliefs get in the way either. Well, you know, if I did this and things, and I just can't make it to church today. I'm just going to have to stay home. Don't you do that kind of stuff. You're hindering the move of God. I even see a few that's missing today. That's not the way God intends it. I'm telling you, and it's going to be a paradox, but God's going to get his body together.
Amen. You know?
What bond will bring it all together? Divine love. The ministry was sent not to destroy the people, not to rule over them with a rod of iron, not to be an intercessor, but they are gifts to edify the body, to tell the body what it is, what it's to do. It's the work, right? You got your hands, you got 5 fingers. Why? That's where you get things done. But my, those fingers ain't no good without a hand. They're not no good if they're not attached to this arm. That arm ain't going to be no good if it ain't attached to my shoulder. And we're all definitely in trouble if we ain't got a head.
Amen.
You know what something without a head is? It's a monster.
Right.
And that's what you'll get out of a ministry that ain't got the head of this word. Amen. You'll get a monster. Why? It'll turn back to the Nicolaitan system out of the age it was ordained for. It was in the Old Testament. I hope you understand that. The Levitical priesthood is absolutely the Nicolaitan system. But it's out of order.
Right.
Why was that even given then? That wasn't God's perfect will. Children of Israel asked for it. We want a law. We want someone to tell us what to do. Don't you bring that over here now. That ain't my job. That ain't all the fun. It's the Word. You're to be a part of the Word. And not a hypocrite now. If you got to be a hypocrite, you're not serving God. The ministry didn't come to stand and make you a son of God. You're to be a son of God by receiving what is brought through the ministry.
Amen.
Amen. I think we'll just have to go right there. I plan on talking on those. I think we've covered all the bases for that. We'll go through those 4 different offices in a little bit more detail next week, if that's all right with everyone.
Amen.
Does anybody want to stay? No, don't say anything. I might just have to skip that one. Y'all want to stay another hour? No. See, right. Yeah, you see, that's the heart popping, isn't that right?
No, and I do believe it, man. I believe this is what the Lord wanted to do, but I do. I feel like this is what he wanted us to have today. Visiting other churches, I want you to understand that God has these men everywhere. Please don't lose Brother Andrew or our church here. Don't do two things. First, don't think we're just independent, so we don't partner. Right? This building's too small. You know, even Brother Mullins there, they had a nice size building. But they started with 15. I talked to them a little bit. And then don't go the other way. But bless God. I mean, he's okay, preacher. Well, you come see Brother Andrew. Don't do that, please. Oh, they love the Lord, but oh man, you need to come, Brother Andrew. See? And I know a lot of times people say that out of they're not trying. But you watch, especially to another minister, be ever so careful about it. Because that's how Satan gets men against other men. We were playing a football team. Now I would say, y'all know football a little bit. I'm a lineman, all right? Am I jealous of the quarterback? I'm jealous of the other lineman. But you realize, we got a little team here, right? In the Pines of Hot, there's a little team down there. And we ain't got no business comparing ourselves by ourselves, because that's not the way God does things. What we have here will win the game. Isn't that enough? What we have here will defeat the devil. Don't you go lusting after something else or thinking, well, we have ain't good enough or what we have is the best. Stay right in the middle of the road. Praise God for what he's done for us. And we serve a mighty God. As long as I approach him in faith, he'll hear me.
Amen.
He'll hear me. Isn't that right? When you come hear the word of God, if it comes from any office of God, you approach it the same way. It's God speaking to me. It's not that man. A lot of times we judge a minister by his style points. Well, I just like the way this brother does this, and this one does that. That'll do nothing. It doesn't mean anything. God help us, because that's the first thing your flesh is going to do. Well, if he just wouldn't have done this, and be careful, because I've seen people do this with myself and others. They pick up on your mannerisms and not anything you're saying. Well, you say this thing, and I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about, because I'm not interested in my mannerisms.
Right.
And that's what Brother Brent Murray said. You watch a lot of churches, they'll take on the spirit of their pastor and not the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Don't let that be you.
Right.
Don't let that be you. I don't want you to have my spirit. That's my worst enemy.
Right.
Is my spirit. I hate that guy. I hate how he comes up with his ideas and thinks he's better than the Word of God. He does it to me too. I hate him. I'm glad I got a new spirit that's already joined to the Lord. And he always wants to do the things that please God. So whether God brings any office through here, and I know I've heard different things on this too. God, I don't know why I'm going all these ways, but people want it. We got to stay right in the middle. All right, right in the middle. Some people think we don't have enough guest ministers. Some want to think that we have too many. When it's all said and done, I don't know any scripture that tells you anything about that.
Right.
Now, I think the pastor ought to be around a little bit.
Right.
And that's kind of his job, is to be like the sheep and take care of them. And I never seen a shepherd overseas that just leaves the sheep and just expects them to be okay. No, he stays there. That's his office he's ordained to. But the other ones that God has and he uses, and we'll get into all those details, all those are to help you and to edify you. Always approach it that way. I'm telling you, just be way better. Don't get in a little, this brother, he's too short. This one's too tall. This one's wide. This one's black. This one is this. And this one, I heard from Brother So-and-so that Brother So-and-so said that this brother is the So-and-so that believes this. You'll never get nothing. Never. You can deal with any man that stands behind the pulpit. Let's say the man's not even called of God. Let's just say that for a minute. Why did God ordain you to come tell him you ought not to be preaching? I've seen it. And you're just like, you might even be right, but when did David do that?
Right.
Saul, don't you know I'm anointed to be king around this place? That's how some people act about it. And in that your place, if it's God, it will last. If it's not, it will crumble and fall.
Amen.
God really didn't make us judges. He made us kings and priests unto Him. He'll be the judge of all these things. What should you do? Don't ignore it. Pray about it. I've seen men turn. I've seen men come to that point where they say, you know what? I'm not called to do this and stuff. I honor men being able to do that. A lot of people, and that's why I'm even careful with my children. Maybe you are the same. Some people, and my little guys like to preach. At that age, you got to be careful.
Right.
They might just want to be like daddy, which is fine. And if God calls to preach, praise God. But I cannot call my sons to preach.
No.
God will call. God didn't, or we didn't. We don't elect pastors. We don't elect prophets. We don't elect deacons. Or sorry, not deacons. I didn't even say that. But the fivefold ministry, we don't elect that. God chooses us.
Amen.
That's why even voting the things in. I said, we don't vote the pastor. We don't vote. You don't, just as much as you ain't going to vote the evangelist in and the prophet and say, well, we think, well, we're going to go vote on him real quick. It doesn't work that way. We have a big old mess, and they have a big old mess. It's called denominationalism.
Right.
Let's stand together today. Pray you heard the word.
Amen.
Obviously not what Brother Andy intended, but that's okay. As long as Jesus Christ is glorified, that's what we're here for. Now, Dad's not here today, so we have to do things a little different. So I want you, let's just take a moment here and bow our heads. You can go ahead and worship Him in your heart and end up. Like I said, I wish I could play music in that same time, but I can't do that. So, is anyone here that is with God's Spirit? I hope you believe it's here, because He is. You follow and say, He's good enough. Any soul here that's not right with God. Not for nobody else. Nobody but the Lamb. Respect and sit between you and the Heavenly Father. There's an atonement made for you. There's a Holy Spirit given to your just suffering. Is there anyone here that says, Father, I'm sorry for my sin. You can change it from what I am to what I am. A blessing from you. You just surrender all your heart, all your thoughts. Don't need to hold back at all. If you have any feeling of condemnation, you probably have some kind of sin in your heart somewhere. You need to let that thing go and let the blood wash you clean if you will. Amen. And then you hear that, you say, Father, can I just have a fresh chance today of the Holy Spirit? Praise His glorious name. Now don't just raise your hand out of ritual. You say, Father, I want that joy unspeakable and full of glory. I remember when I first got saved, and I'm trying to let that go. Father, forgive me. I believe it's mine. Ask that your joys might be full. You got someone sick and it's bringing you down? Ask that your joys might be full. You getting, is it just something? Is it just life? Is it just dragging you down? Remember, that's one of the things Jesus cautioned.
Yeah.
Was that the cares of life choked out the word. Don't let it happen to you, brother, sister. Especially you brothers trying to do the best for your family. Don't get choked on that. The best thing you can do is serve the Lord.
Yes.
God help each one. Hallelujah. As we yield to the Spirit, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be in your house. We spoke in your word, Lord, and we know that your word comes in due time and in due season. And I pray for each one that's here, that you that know the thoughts of the heart, may you give the request of each one in the name of Jesus Christ. May they not leave downcast, but may they leave encouraged in the Lord. May they not find themselves on the outside, but may they find the blood bringing them back into the fold of God. If there's any that strayed, oh Father, may the great shepherd, may you just lead them back into that fold of the Word of God that Satan can't touch them anymore. Forgive each one, wash each one, fill each one, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Before we start, just go ahead and just worship the Lord any way you need. Just give yourself to the Spirit of God. I don't want to be in any hurry. If there's anyone that would like to come forward for prayer, for whatever reason, I'd be happy to pray with you. Remember, when I start playing, I don't want to change the order. So if you have a need, and if you're wrestling, well, maybe I shouldn't either, just go ahead and do it. Let's take care of it right now. You pray for one another. You believe for one another. Just imagine. Your mama coming up, your brother, your sister. Think of it that way. It'll make you pray the right way about it. And pray your sister. Amen.
body of believers, we agree together and repeat this message for the glory of God. May this body leave well, and we praise and move forward. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise you.
praise the Lord. Thank you, Paul. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I'll sing one more here. If you want to stay in prayer, worship the Lord a little while after that. I don't have any music. I'll just play the tape there, but you're welcome to do so. We love you and appreciate you. I'm real happy to get Brother James back. Keep them in prayer, though. I think they might be trying one tonight. Something along those lines. This is about the longest I've ever went without seeing my dad, by the way. Since, I my mom thing, but 2 weeks straight, that's just too much for little Dawson to handle, I don't know. Actually, not Dawson. Dawson's fine, you got my dad, I don't know. I'm just going to embarrass him a little bit. I hope that's okay. But I'm his only friend, so that's why I had to go have a child, so he could have another friend. Can't find anybody else. But you love one another?
Amen.
I love you too. I love the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
He's so good to us. So let's just sing now. I'll just sing.